So many things going on in the world, but if you haven't been keeping up with my show and my production company at Capricorius Media, at the Pandemic Film is the second installation to the American version of the Pandemic Project documentary. So we're doing international travel and talking to people around the world and getting into countries, getting out of country. And you guys saw me when we went through Asia. So that was a whole nother story. But now we've got weather and war and it was crazy. I mean, it started off great. So, you know, shout out to everyone who is a part of this this endeavor and the people who've signed on to help and join and the talented producers that have my back and sponsors, beautiful people who get the vision. And it's just to talk to everyone, as many people as we can, everyday people who are just trying to make it through this hard time. And hopefully we're in an endemic, in fact, and I'll be shifting to other projects and we don't have to talk about Corona for a while. So, I'm here. We did a screening last night of the American version, which is the Pandemic Project documentary, at La Casa del Camino in their beautiful restaurant called Commodore. We turned it into a little mini screening movie theater. And I want to say thank you so much to Felton Calhoun, to Michaela, to Michael, all the people who helped me there, everybody, to Gonzo, you know, just the whole team. Thank you so much. Shout out to the Exotic Car. I want to say them right, so I'll have to tag them. And just everybody, all my partners, Jackie Pittman, Shane Hyman, everybody who's just supported me there. Of course, my friend Ken and John in Australia. Guys, it was getting hectic getting home. So I hope the world can find some peace, and I hope we can continue to love one another somehow. I know that you know, there's a lot going on, but business is moving forward. And speaking of amazing businesses, I am so jazzed to have my first, well, you guys are going to see it when you hear from her. Yemi Solomon is here from Glamour. Yemi, how's it going?
It's going fantastic. How are you, Meek?
Oh, well, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. Talk to us. Tell us how Glamour is doing. Introduce yourself. Tell the listeners and viewers who you are.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you. Yes. Oh my goodness, where do I start? So, well, first of all, my name is Yemi Solomon. I am the owner of Glamour, which is an online boutique and a personal styling service. I'm married. I've been married for 23 years. I'm an Army veteran, actually.
Yes.
Right. You know, so I always like to put that in there for all those veterans out there, you know, military affiliated. So Glamour. Yeah, absolutely. So Glamour is the name of my business. And like I said, it's an online boutique and a personal styling service. And the name Glamour simply means more glam. Why fit in when you can stand out?
You know, it sounds like you've tried different things in life, and wow, going from being a veteran to now doing some maybe lighter work. What we call this, a little energetically lighter.
well, I actually, back in 2009, while I was in Virginia, mm-hmm. Right now I live in Texas. We moved in Texas. My husband's job moved into Texas in 2010. So of course, you know, we had to move to support his career. So back when I was in Virginia, whatever I would, you know, dress up or and go to church, people are, they're always waiting and anticipating to see what Yemi has on.
Yeah. And
I would always get compliments about the way I just, you know, put together my outfit or ensemble. But to me, it was a no-brainer. They were always, well, I would always get that, wow. You know, it comes natural.
Yeah.
It comes natural. When it comes to styling and putting outfits together in fashion, it just comes natural. So I constantly was getting those comments back, you know, over the years. So I decided, okay, why don't I start a business to empower women to mm-hmm. teach them how to look their best? Because my mission actually at Glamour is to inspire women to look their best, transform their image, and discover their inner style queen.
That's a beautiful mission. And I love that it's coming from such a just a natural, organic place. You know, you do it because some people have that style. They just have it naturally. They can throw it together. They can they can put anything on and it's just going to work. And some people, it just takes a while. So having people like you do this for a career, and it seems like not just a job for you, you really enjoy it. I know that we recently, yeah.
I really do, yeah. And yeah, we recently just, you know, styled one of your clients, and oh my God, for her to win first place, it was like, oh my gosh.
I know, and I have to send you those photos, actually. I was overseas, so I will get those to you. She is very excited, and she says it made the difference in her mind, and made and break, make or break the pageant. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm doing in pageant world, but I knew connecting you two would work. I am not a beauty queen by any measure of, I don't know what they look for, I don't know, but you do. So.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Immediately when you said pageant, I immediately knew what kinds of outfits to pick for her to make her stand out, because my goal and mission is to make women stand out. I don't like to fit in personally. I don't like to fit in. So I like to also empower women to stand out instead of fitting in. So because everything that I sell in my boutique, from my jewelry to accessories to clothes, it makes a statement. It has a story to tell. Just like this double zipper collar, Samuel Dung. I can zip it all the way up. See?
I love it. It's like a space kitty. Yeah.
Look at the detail.
Rocket jacket, jumpsuit.
I know, exactly. Look at that detail in the neck, in the collar.
I want one.
You won't? Oh, absolutely.
So, I want it in green. So when I'm playing roulette.
So of course this makes a statement. And in my boutique, I carry runway apparel. This is one of the runway apparel from one of the designers called Samuel Dung. He's a runway designer, and he designs runway apparel. So I carry that in my boutique. So if you're looking for, you know, high fashion, you will find it in my boutique. And if you look at me, there's, you know, runway. I create looks that star-like looks. So I'm not just a fashion stylist who will say, okay, let's just, you know, create some option and looks for you. The look that I create for you, they're authentic to you. I don't try to change you by any means, but I work with what you have. I help you discover your style.
Okay? Beautiful. Yes,
I help you, because a lot of women, I have realized that they do want to enhance and streamline their look and update their look, but they don't know how.
They don't know where to start.
They don't know how. So it could be from so many transitions in life. It could be a new job, body change, you know, dating, recent divorce, cancer survivor. You know what I mean? They're looking to streamline and update their look. They don't know how. That's where I come in. I sit with them and say, I need you to help me. I will have a consultation with you. I want to get to know you. What are your hobbies? What do you do? What are you looking to do? Once I understand you and your lifestyle and some of the, you know, things you like to do, then we can talk about what kind of looks that you, you know, that fits you. It could be sporty, romantic, dramatic. I'm dramatic. You know me, I'm dramatic.
Drama, baby. Well, that's it.
I love drama in my style. So whatever look it is, I can help you discover it and create that.
So I guess, you know, it's perfect timing, you know, for the world, because as we get into the endemic and we come out of this, you know, unfortunately, like I mentioned at the top of my show, of course, you know, in Europe, and God bless, you know, Ukraine.
Yes.
Absolutely. But there's things going on that. And so I find a lot of people are coming out of their some getting relationships and some people are getting out. This pandemic shook a lot of things up. And I find a lot of, I've been speaking to someone, even though my flight attendant on one of my thousands of plane rides recently, she's like, I do pole dancing for exercise. I'm like, that's smart, because you're helping people lift bags, you're pushing carts up and down the, but she's like, I did it because I'm, you know, I survived cancer and I wanted to revamp my energy and my femininity and my health. And, you know, so it's interesting, because I find that you're probably getting a lot of extra new business with people kind of finding their new normal or their new happiness, maybe.
That is the truth. You hit the nail on the head. people, they're tired. They're tired. They're ready to move on to the next thing. So I have been getting actually lots of, you know, new business. I just booked one of she's running for one of the offices here in Dallas, and so I just styled her on Friday. So I had to style her family. I had to style the whole for her, you know, campaign, you know, professional images, the photo shoot. So I had to style her, her husband, and her daughter. So it was a great experience. I started with her Friday, so it's going to be ongoing because she's going to be having several other appearances.
Okay.
You know, so it's going to be ongoing. And then I booked, it's funny because I was at, actually I was shopping for her daughter at Dillard's.
Okay.
And I was in the shoe section and this lady held up this dress. She was trying to match shoes to the dress. And I, at that point, I knew she needed help. So I'm a fashion stylist. She was like, yes. So I helped her match the shoe to the dress, and she was so happy. And she was like, I'm having this event tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, she was like, by the way, I said, well, if you need a stylist in the future, here's my card. And immediately she said, yes, I'm actually looking to do a photo shoot.
Oh, my God.
So that's how we got her book. Just
yes.
Now. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, the listeners and viewers really need to remember when starting starting your business, take a page out of your book because you just love what you do. You're just doing it naturally and it's flowing for you. And that's the part. You don't have to see the whole way of how something's going to happen. Like even just this premiere, this private screening yesterday I did, down to the last 4 hours, I was putting things together. Mm-hmm. And it's not from lack of planning. It's just things happen and you've got to shift and you've got to hustle. And so, but if you love what you do, it's not a job and you don't have to have all the money when you start. You just got to start. And it sounds like you're going to be super busy this year. It's not already before we booked.
Yes, I know. And then I went to an event yesterday, a styling event. I was one of the speakers at the event. And of course, I talked about, you know, introduced myself, talked about what I do and talked about branding. Your brand is a representation of who you are as a business owner. Mm. You know, I touched about that and I asked how many people, business owners here have professional images to represent yourself. Mm-hmm. And it was a few people that raised their hands, but majority of those business owners did not have professional images. But at the end of the day, I was able to book 3 styling gigs from that event.
Great. Mm-hmm. Great. That's a great reminder to, you know, I always bring her up. She's so amazing. Joanne Gabrek Schumann. She was one of my first producer, casting director bosses, right? Back in the day when I was doing like dating shows, when I was casting reality shows, like, you know, Blind Date and Date My Mom and, you know, all those shows. So anyways, she always says, take every meeting, even if you don't think it's going to work out or you're not sure, you never know who you're going to meet. Take every meeting. So it sounds like you're always booked and busy. When I call you or text you, you're like, girl, I'm going to an event. You know, I think you hustle as hard as I do.
Well, no, you beat me.
Oh my gosh. It's you know what, and finding that balance as an entrepreneur, and you mentioned that you're married for 23 years. Congratulations. You're welcome. I know that takes emotional energy. And
I have to get older now. I'm 22 and 18. So it makes it a little easier.
I've got like a rosemary garden and some, you know, plants. But so having balance, you know, with all those things. Do you have any tips for women that are in your particular space that have kids, have a husband, and have a career? And how do you manage time management for you? How does that work?
You have to, and that's one thing that my husband always tells me. have to learn how to shut it off. Not only, you know, I have a 9-to-5 during the day. I'm an HR professional.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I'm also an HR professional. So it's like, God, I don't know how I do it, but God gives me the strength.
Yes.
So you have to set goals and set priorities. Mm-hmm. You know, I know we want to help everyone. We want to book this client, book that client, but we need to be realistic. And even though we book these clients, we need to make sure that we're prioritizing, because your family comes first, regardless. Mm-hmm. Your family comes first. You need to make sure that your family is taken care of, because if your family is not taken care of, you're not going to be successful in your business and you're not going to be happy. You know what I mean?
Because that's a good key.
Absolutely. Because if you leave the house, if you have a misunderstanding with your husband and you go to style a client, you're styling the client, but you're not giving your 100%.
You're not right.
Yes.
You're not feeling it because your vibe is off.
Exactly. Because you left home with that misunderstanding. So I always like to make sure that I take care of home first, take care of my husband, make sure he has what he needs. His needs are met, and make sure that, you know, my son, these kids.
I always have a crock pot going because I don't have time.
I know. So I just need to, you know, as a mother, it's like you always want to make sure that, you know, there's food. You know what I mean? But I, you know, they're self-sufficient. My boys are self-sufficient. But making sure your house is in order. You make sure that, you know, there's food and you take care of what you need to take care of before you go and do, because once all that is taken care of, you can freely do whatever you do. You know, as a business owner, you can freely do that. And it just makes the world of a difference. And, you know, your spouse is supporting you. He's calling to say, is everything okay? Because my husband does it. Are you there? Is everything okay? How's it going?
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
That's important. You're right. I think we need to lean into that, because for the longest, it's always been for me like, I'm an independent woman. I can do it myself. Mm-hmm. And that's great. That's a great message to give young ladies. You need a team. You still need support. Wait, may it be you find it in a romantic partner. May you find it in friendships.
Yes.
However, you know, business. But yes, I agree that you got to have, you know, whatever you consider your home and your home situation in order.
Yes.
And then go out and be, it just helps push you up, you know, and be
it
better.
Does. So, it does. Yeah. It does. And, you know, like you said, we as women, we I think God gave us special power to be Wonder.
Woo.
Yes. Wonder Women. And I appreciate my husband and my boys, because when I go to events, they help me pack up. They help me load the truck. I don't have to worry about that stuff. Yes.
Is he the kind of guy that pumps your gas? Because shout out to Wendy Williams. She used to say that her man, well, it's her ex-man now. Sorry about that. But anyway, she used to say he would pump her gas. Like, she never had to fill a tank or something.
Yeah, my husband does do that. Yes, he does do that. Yeah, he would do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it, a generational thing? I mean, I'm 44. So is it like our, like, tell me what you think that is. Or is it like a family kind of thing?
Well,
or
from my personal experience, my husband, he likes to make sure that I would never run out of gas, because you never know, where you're going to be at a certain time. So when my car is past, and he doesn't like it to be, you know, too much past half. When it's past half, it's time to fill up.
Yeah,
it's time to fill up. So he likes to make sure that I am filled up at all times, just because God forbid anything could happen and you're almost on E. You know, it's not a good situation. So that's me, that when your gas, the needle is past, a little bit past that, it's time to fill up, because you save more money too. That's what he said. So I don't know
how to do it. Listen, I haven't filled my tank up in months, because that thing, listen, I'm on the plane more than I drive.
I
let
know.
Me tell you. And these gas prices at the beach are a sin. So I don't even want to get into that. But I love that, you know, and the devil is in the details. Not, you know, being on top of things is in the details. And so where can people find you? Let's plug your platform.
Yes,
time to plug your platform.
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, you know, definitely you want to follow me. That's where, you know, you'll be in the know to find out what's going on Instagram. And it's Glamour, just like, you know, the business name Glamour. Glamour, number four, the letter U. That's Glamour. That's Instagram. And my website is Glamour, the number four, the letter U.com. That's
great.
That's his name. So Instagram, Glamour for You. Website, GlamourforYou.com. And it's not, some people like to say glamour. It's not glamour. It's Glamour.
Glamour.
Yes.
Like it's more glam.
Exactly. Glamour. You got it. Yes. Just,
I always read things.
Backwards.
I'm not diagnosed dyslexic, but I do that with my words all the time. So,
yeah.
All right.
So, I was just going to say that, you know, this is definitely my passion. You know, when I started in 2009, you know, it's funny because even before 2009, I was indirectly giving style tips.
Right.
Not knowing it.
Right.
Because a friend of mine said, "Watch over the years and watching your own side develop my own style." So it's definitely something that I love to do. It just makes me feel good when I see women looking their best.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it makes me feel good.
That's a loving thing to do. I am wanting that Space Kitty jumpsuit right now. Is it a full jumpsuit?
It's a dress.
Let's stand up. Yeah. Oh my gosh. What in the Mary Poppins is going on? I want that. Yeah. You guys have to go to Glamour.
It's double zipper. See the zipper? You can zip it up. You can zip it all the way down.
Oh, it's shiny too. Is it that shiny material?
Yes, it's a brocade. It's brocade.
Yes, ma'am.
It's brocade.
I love the big dramatic collar. It's so British. I can't handle myself.
Yes, and it's roses. It's brocade. It's roses.
There's roses on it.
Yeah, the pattern.
Oh
my
gosh! Yes, you guys. Okay.
Yeah,
what is that? What is that? How much does that cost in your shop today?
I think it's about $229.
Yeah,
you do get 15% off and free shipping.
Okay, guys, ordered. Is that a discount for my viewers and listeners today?
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Free
shipping, you guys. So, say LA Talk Radio with Monique Leray, the startup with Monique Leray, in the notes to Yemi when you go on, and she'll give you that discount.
Yes.
Or how should they do it? Is that how they should do it?
Well, if they go online, they'll see it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, those pay attention to the top of the what do you call it? The bar, the scroll bar.
Yep. Right.
Well, actually, I can give them it's Glamour 10-15. That's what it is.
Okay, there you go, guys. Glamour 10-15. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's what it is. And if they forget it, it's on the website.
Okay, guys, I think you could. I would wear that in the fall too.
You can wear it in the fall. I mean, pretty much. It does have a lining, but it's not too thick that it makes you too hot.
Yes. I love that. What colors does it come in?
No, this particular, they did have it in a cobalt blue, mm-hmm. but I felt like this was the color that still stood out the most.
It looks great with your skin and your lipstick. I usually have red lipstick on too. I was going to join you, but I don't have the energy to put my face on, guys. This is the face today.
I understand. So yeah, they can shop the runway looks. On the website, they can shop those looks. And, you know, I'm going to be coming up with more inventory here pretty soon, but we want to sell out first.
Let's sell out. So you guys, just so you know, Yemi Solomon from Glamour, not Glamour, Glamour, more. She styled Mrs. Lone Star State. Cheryl Williams just won. And, we're going to put those pictures up. I got to send those to you and tag you. So shout out to you and your beautiful brand. It sounds like it's a family affair and it comes from the heart. And I love everything you're doing. And I'm going to see you at some of the events, right? We have to talk offline. We have some things to do.
Oh,
together.
Yeah. I have a surprise for you, actually, this week. You may
you
see me sooner than you think.
Really? I love a good surprise. Make sure I'm in town, though, girl.
You're in town because it's this week.
It's this week. Okay.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What's my calendar? What's this week?
You in Laguna, right? This week.
Yeah, I'm in Laguna. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have anything on the menu though for this week.
Okay, don't worry.
I just want to be there for it.
I know.
Okay. Well, great. If anything from you is always a blessing. Really, really lovely energy. Great woman to work with, you guys. If your wife, girlfriend, friend, sister, aunt, cousin, whomever in your family is wanting, needing some styling, Yemi is not just in Texas. She is worldwide. She goes. Yeah. She just styled someone. She does everywhere. Are you coming to the gifting suite? Are you going to the Oscars gifting suite this next month?
No, but I will be in LA this week.
Okay, so there you go. There's a surprise happening. That's all we know. Okay, great. I love it. All right, Yemi, well, give us your plug your platforms one more time for us.
Oh, you want me to type it in?
No, plug them on the just say them again. Like give the plug. Okay, again.
Great. Gloria, G-M-O-R is the same letter U. GloriaForYou.com. And when you go to my website, you can always book a consultation. I do offer complimentary consultation. Because, you know, you don't know. Some people just don't know where to start.
Yeah.
So go online, contact me, book that consultation. And if you want to email, it's Yemi, my first name, Y-E-M-I, GloriaForYou.com.
Love, love, love. And you're coming into spring, which means I think people are just needing to revamp the whole wardrobe. Yes. I'm putting a she shed next. Like, I got to put a she shed to put my clothes and just shift the energy. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, wedding season is coming up too. So if you are a bride-to-be and you need a consultation online, you're available for that, right, Yemi?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, my services, I offer so many services. It could be image update, makeovers, actually 821. Romy Diaz of 911.
Yes.
She entered to win. She was one of the, you know, celebrities that entered, and she won the makeover.
I love that.
So we did a virtual makeover.
Nice.
Because she's there in LA and I'm here in Dallas. So we did a virtual makeover. So I do makeovers. I don't have to be in your city to offer you, you know, the makeover services, vacation packing. When we go on vacation, we need to look our best. We need to be stylish, flirty, attractive. We don't want to look like we look here. We want to look different and just, you know, enjoy ourselves. Special occasion, birthday. You need a closet audit. You have things in your closet that you have not worn for 5 years.
Yeah. Okay.
It's time for us to come in and
dust it off.
Clean up.
Thank you for being here. I have to let you go. See you soon, girlfriend.
Thank you so much, Monique, for having me.
You're welcome. Stay awesome.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys. That was Yemi. She's awesome. Glamour. Okay, not glamour. Sam, is the next person there? I'm not sure if they are. you guys, if you're not following me on Instagram, at the Startup with Monique LeRae, and you guys can also, just checking, all right, follow me at Monique LeRae Stinson. And that's it for today. What will you start up today? See you next week. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.